Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I don't know if they
let the Cowboys in. Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is the national anthem, at least the national anthem of the Republic of Texas. Texas When I Die, Tanya Tucker, going out to the Dallas Mavericks.
Let's real quick. The 2 minute report came out on the Knicks Sixers game, and they did say that Tyrese Maxey was fouled twice.
I should have just done a 3-word 2 minute report. This was a mess. You know, let's just move on. We all saw that this was a mess. Messes happen. Let's move on. Nothing's going to happen. But yeah, it was a mess.
This was a mess. I didn't really. It addressed the timeout, and this is what it said.
Yeah, go ahead. It's very confusing, but yeah.
It says, an attempt to call a timeout by Coach Nurse during this play is neither recognized nor granted by the officials, semicolon. The timeout request is simultaneous to Hart making contact with the ball and Philadelphia not having possession. So it sounds like they're rejecting that he should have gotten the timeout because they didn't have possession, right? So they're.
I think that's defensible. I also think, to me, like, again, you can't freeze frame this stuff. It's happening in real time. So right. I have no objection to them, to Philadelphia not getting the timeout. But I do think from my perspective of a, let's slow this down and watch it closely in a way the referee can't, I would have given them a timeout in that moment. Not on the inbounds, but on Maxey going to the floor.
Right. He and in the end, there is a certain amount of you did this to yourself because he could have told the timeout before the inbounds in other than a half-hearted fashion, right? Like, so on him.
No, I'm not saying Philadelphia was robbed. Right. These things happen. It's the heat of the moment in a playoff game. They should have won that game.
All right, so before I talk about the games that unfolded last night, big picture, Jeffrey, we were talking about bucket lists and whether the teams we root for will ever win a championship and all of that stuff. And Jeffrey made the point that watching the playoffs, it seems less daunting, the idea of winning a championship. Denver's obviously magnificent. They have the best player in the world. But it's not this collection of superstars on a team that's crushing everybody. Does it seem less daunting to you?
I think what's interesting about it right now, and we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but if you project out like the first round.
Yeah.
And I wrote a column of sort of a Grizzlies-centric playoff preview. Maybe I'll do a Grizzlies-centric playoff check-in when sort of the first round wraps up. But I was thinking about this morning. There have been 10 players, there are 10 active NBA players who have either won a regular season or a finals MVP, like the top of the top.
Yeah.
And I'm including the finals MVP because I want Kawhi Leonard on this list because I think he needs to be on this list because he's the same tier of player. Of those 10, there's a very good chance, in fact, it could be only one. I'm going to say Milwaukee beats the Pacers, but I think there's a very good chance only two of those 10 players are going to be in the second round of the playoffs. Nikola Jokic and Giannis. And to me, what's real key about that is if the Clippers lose, the real sort of core four of this generation of sort of the oldest generation of active players is LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. Those are the four players who dominated their generation of basketball.
Right.
And we're seeing a generational change, I think, in this playoffs. You know, the Grizzlies lost as the higher seed to two of those players in the last 2 years, to LeBron, to Steph. I don't think that's going to happen to a team in this playoffs in the same situation. Is it because those teams are better than the Grizzlies were those past 2 years? Maybe. But I think it's because those players are yet another year or another 2 years older. And I think the generational tipping point is happening right now in these playoffs. And it's not being replaced, to your point, by a team that's got multiple elite players. It's teams that have one and then good supporting cast or maybe good supporting cast. You know, when you think about the next generation, the dominant players who are sort of approaching 30, like the players who replaced LeBron, Steph, KD, Kawhi, essentially are Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid. Those are the players who have dominated the last 3 or 4 years, dominating the current moment. Like, they're separated. You know, those guys aren't teaming up, and they're generally not teaming up with anyone who's close to their level. I mean, Dame is sort of the closest you get, maybe. He's a little past his prime. Maxie's sort of similar to a younger Dame. But those aren't top 10 players.
So, yeah, I think that's right. And it's the question then, though, is that in terms of if the aspiration is for the Grizzlies to win a title, you still have maybe those best players in the world will be replaced by Jokic and then Wemby and then, you know, and then you're still. Whereas the Celtics, they don't really have one of the best players in the world. And are they the favorites to win the title now? I don't know, Jeffrey. Are they the favorites? Are they the betting favorites? Maybe, you know, is it what the Celtics are doing? Like, that feels like what the Grizzlies could do.
It feels like, and you can even include, I mean, Denver may win back-to-back, we'll see. But it feels like the current moment and the next few years coming up is less daunting to break through than it was during the real peak of that LeBron, Durant, Curry, Kawhi era. I think that's true. I feel like you don't have to be quite as super elite as a team right now and maybe the next few years. We'll see how things develop, but that's the way it feels. I agree, which gives more hope to a Memphis, to an Oklahoma City with, you know, one seed in the West. And I know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might finish second in the MVP vote this year.
Right.
He is not on the level of those four players from that older generation or those three players from this current. He's a step down from that, I think.
And do we think that's just the tax working the way it's supposed to work, or do we think it's the disposition of players and the way that it's
sort of... I think it seems to be there are fewer teams pursuing that, like, let's gang up strategy, probably partly because of tax reasons. And you know, that may be part of it, yeah. I think there are fewer teams sort of trying to pursue that. And the team most recently that did is Phoenix, and that's headed in a bad direction right now.
All right, and that gets us to, well, we'll start with that one. The T-Wolves, listen, when you get Karl Anthony Towns with 12 points, is Anthony Edwards with 15, they're just a better, deeper team right now.
Yeah, I just misread that series. I mean, a lot of people picked Phoenix. I was one of them. That was just a total misread. I thought Durant and Booker were well equipped to thrive even against the Minnesota's elite defense for stylistic reasons. And instead, it's been the other way. It's that Minnesota, set aside Gobert, who's been great, but Minnesota has the size and physicality defensively on the perimeter to slow those guys down. And they haven't stepped up. And to me, in that series, you know, they're going back home. We'll see what happens in Phoenix. But to me, Booker and Durant got to be putting up 30 each at the same time in this series. And I thought they were capable of that. They probably are, but it's not happening. And it has to happen. It has to be those two guys going large at the same time. Bradley Beal is just a guy at this point.
He is just like a guy.
I mean, that was a terrible, terrible decision by Phoenix to bring on him and his salary. They should have gone a different direction and looked for more depth and toughness around Durant and Booker than going out and just, you know, doubling down on what they already had with a lesser, you know, chucker like that. That was a bad decision.
Speaking of Gobert, I don't know if you saw the Athletics NBA survey earlier in the week. And they surveyed 150 or something NBA players and asked them a series of questions. And the most overrated player, Dylan, was fourth.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But Rudy was one. Is Rudy overrated or just disliked?
He's just disliked. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
I think this idea that players know better and players recognize. We know that this is not always true. We know from listening to former players who are announcers that this is not always true.
They have
their own kind of biases and prejudices and whatever that sometimes, you know, lead them astray. And whatever their issue is with Rudy Gobert, they're just wrong.
You do believe, though, that they were right, that James Johnson is still the one you don't want to fight and Steve Adams is number two?
Yeah, yeah. That seems sound.
That seems sound. All right. So T-Wolves, Suns. You mentioned the Mavs. Mavs, Clippers. What'd you make of that one?
Yeah, I think Dallas, for whatever reason, just didn't come out ready to go in game one.
Right.
And they seemed a little bit more ready to go in game two. And they were the better team down the stretch, which sometimes can be misleading. But they had the best player. Unless Kawhi, you know, coming off this injury becomes peak Kawhi.
Right.
Unless that happens, the best player in the series is Luka. And so I think this may be the series most likely to go six or seven games, so who knows? But I picked Dallas before the series, and you know, I feel good about that, pretty good about that, just because I think Luka is that guy. And so I think, you know, good win by Dallas.
Kawhi hadn't played in 23 days and goes 0-5 from 3. And then Pacers-Bucks, that one felt like I'm not sure that the Pacers were unprepared to play the Bucks in the first game, but maybe they were a little overawed in the first game because they were not offensively what they were. But without Giannis, Siakam did what they brought him in to do. What'd you make of that one?
Giannis thing will be interesting in terms of how long they're willing to wait to try to get him back out there. I feel like Milwaukee can definitely win that series without Giannis, but they can definitely lose that series without Giannis. And so, you know, how ready is he? How, you know, is it a situation where, you know, you wait till you're down in a series and see if you can keep stringing along and buy more time? But I got to think that if that series ends up getting to six games or whatever, we see Giannis show up in this series
at some point. All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.